Vectis Radio.
Right, now hopefully on this coloured fader here,
yes,
I should have Jane, the veterinary nurse. Good afternoon, Jane.
Good afternoon.
Good. Now, you normally come in and talk to us, but you're not today, are you, because you're not too well?
No, I've managed to collect a rather nasty cold from the mainland.
Oh dear. And you brought it back over here, yes.
I know, and I don't want to spread it, but no, I thought I was best on the phone
that's
today.
That's very kind of you. Yes.
That cold's been going around for a while, hasn't it?
It's nasty.
Yeah, it's very nasty.
It has.
Right, so we are nominally in summer. We had a very hot week a couple of weeks back, but there are things we need to look out for, aren't there?
There are, yes, yeah, and I'm hoping that we might see the return of the summer, which would be lovely, but it does bring some risks and some hazards for our furry friends.
Yes.
Because,
yeah.
So what hazards and risks have we got? So I've got a few that I was going to just sort of talk through. So
okay.
I was going to talk about dogs first.
Right.
Because they're a little bit unique, with the cats and the dogs being a little bit different.
Yeah.
So one of the main things that I think we might not necessarily think about, although we think about not walking our dogs in the heat of the day, sometimes we forget about how hot those pavements can be.
Yeah.
Them out in the morning and the evening.
Yeah.
So they say that even on a warm day, the pavements and roads can reach in temperatures of 52 degrees,
yes,
which is hot anyway and can burn
their little paws, yes.
Indeed, yeah. So we always recommend before you start your embark on your walk, maybe just touch your back of your hand on the surface for a few seconds. Maybe they say around 7 seconds, just to see how that feels, and if that's comfortable, go ahead and go for your walk. But if it isn't, then just stop and have a think, and maybe go a little bit later, because they can get quite sore on their feet, especially if they're running around as
poor
well.
Poor little sausages, yes.
Yeah, yeah, bless them. And some of the other risks, and this one's a bit of an odd one actually, but I chose it because it is quite a bit of an odd one.
Right.
Where there can be things that get into sort of local water sources, so you can get algae in your local sort of not moving water, and it can be blue or green algae, and that can that can't always be seen with the naked eye.
Right.
They can be it can upset their tummies and also make them quite poorly if they drink it.
Yes.
So we do advise keeping their dogs and cats away from the kind of
stagnant water.
Stagnant water, because that can come up as a problem. Another one that we see in the summer, which isn't always summer related, but certainly dogs do like to chase things and they're curious.
Yes.
Bees and wasps are a big thing this
time
of year.
Yeah.
So they can be flying around and then they'll be thinking, oh, this is happening, are there something fun there, and they chase them and they air snap to try and catch them, and then they can get stung in the mouth, which is always a danger.
So if
people see their dogs doing that, then we recommend they just try and distract them with something more fun, because you can't really stop them. And sometimes it happens super quick. We say just trying to distract them, and if they do happen to get stung, you want to try and get that swelling down, so a cold compress or an ice pack to soothe the area.
Right.
Some of our furry friends can be allergic to those stings, so you might have to visit your vet if they get swelling, because sometimes it can obstruct their airways as well,
dear,
which is a bit of a worry.
Nasty.
Yeah, it's not so bad if they get stung on a paw or something. It's going to be uncomfortable and painful, but it's not going to be...
Not so bad, yeah.
So out and about, those are the kind of main things. And then a little bit about the seaside as well, because we do like to cool down in the sea and go down in the sea.
Yes,
but,
we do.
Certainly our dogs do sometimes silly things, like decide to drink some of the seawater.
Yes. Not good for them, is it?
No, it can cause an upset tummy and sometimes some other complications as well. Just distracting them if they're trying to do that would be great, because it's not good for them, but they do love it. They do love that sea, and it's nice to see them enjoying it, but just just be sensible about how they, if they try and drink it, don't let them.
No. Yeah. And what about our pussycats?
So for our pussycats, especially, this one's a bit of an odd one as well, for our pussycats with the hot weather, the light-coloured fur cats can be susceptible to sunburn.
Yes.
Especially the white cats.
Yes.
And we recommend application of a pet-friendly or pet-safe sunblock.
Yeah.
And if
especially
you don't
the
want
ears,
to,
isn't it?
Yeah, the ears and the kind of less hairy areas.
Yes.
So sometimes armpits, sometimes bellies as well.
Yeah.
So if they're prone to laying in windows or out in the garden, which they love because they love the heat.
Yeah.
So they're like, yeah, this is great. I'm getting all this lovely sun, but their ears are very susceptible
yeah,
and their bellies
they would
and their armpits. So pet-friendly sunblocks are available online and in some pet shops. So.
Okay.
But human sunblock isn't good for them,
no.
So because they can lick it off.
And they don't
not
like the
much
smell
on their
either,
ears.
Do they?
No, no, they don't like it. No, we love the coconut smell, but they're not quite so keen.
No.
Again, they also have the hot pavements as well, but they're a little bit more selective. And they normally tend to take themselves off on the grass or under trees and things.
Yeah.
So,
somewhere in the shade,
Yes, yeah, but both dogs and cats are potentially at risk of heat stroke, so trying not to let them lay in the sun, even though they love it. If it's a warm day, maybe discourage them or put something on the windowsills or the ledges to stop them getting in there for hours on end, because that can be a
good idea.
Yeah.
And did you have a question, Leisha?
Yes.
Hi, Leisha.
Hiya. So I do have a question.
Go ahead.
So I don't know if it's like particular what my cat actually does, because he doesn't do it in the winter because obviously it's cold. But when it's hot and sunny, he always goes outside and licks the concrete. Is that like something that usually happens, or is that?
Oh, that's quite an interesting one. Is it any particular areas that he goes for?
He usually does it just like because in our garden we've got like it's quite a big garden. But he usually does it on the patio.
Okay. Sometimes it might be the salt in the ground that's coming up, and sometimes they like that. It's not something I've ever heard of before, so that's
You've got a peculiar cat.
A new one, yes. Yeah. It might just be that they're exploring. There might be minerals or salt traces that are coming out. I think that would be my kind of first thought, that's what he's tasting for or he's looking for. So it might be something that smells good or has something in there that you might think, oh, that's interesting.
It's a bit tasty, so, I'll have that.
No, that's definitely an unusual one. I've not heard of a cat doing that before, but I would think it's probably the minerals or the salt traces that are coming out of the heat.
Excellent. Well, thank you for your advice there. And
thank you for getting out of your deathbed to come on the phone.
You're welcome. Hopefully I don't remain in it.
We always used to have some advice about how to keep our animals safe in hot weather. Sometimes we don't get that much hot weather, so we don't remember. And other times it's blisteringly hot. And our cat does not like the heat particularly.
He tends
to flake out in a shady spot or out of the way somewhere.
He does have a cool mat, but he won't lay on it.
If you give them something specific for them to call on, they won't use it. But if there's something random that you wouldn't expect them to use, they'll definitely go for it.
Well,
that's a cat thing for sure.
Well, thank you for your advice. We will see you again, hopefully, in the not-too-distant future when you're better.
Hopefully. Yeah.
Please do get better very soon.
Get better soon.
Thank you very much.
Thanks very much.
Right, thanks for the day. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Bye.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing@vectisradio.fm.